Chapter 6. The rest of the day was a blur of activity. Scootaloo and Amber Moon rushed to Sugar Cube Corner to tell the others about the invitation. Despite the weirdness between Scootaloo and Apple Bloom, every pony was beyond excited. A chance to see the Wonderbolts live was never something any pony would pass up. Amber Moon and Lily Moon ran home to make sure it was okay with their parents that they'd tag along, while the Crusaders ran to the clubhouse where they had a pile of Rainbow Dash posters ready to go. Scootaloo always made sure there was "Go Rainbow Dash!" and "Rainbow Dash is awesome!" posters for any occasion. No pony brought up what Scootaloo had seen the night before. It still bugged Scootaloo that the others didn't believe her, but until she had proof that what she saw was real, she didn't want to get into another argument with Apple Bloom. Apple Bloom seemed to feel the same way. She kept the conversation focused on the Wonderbolts and how much Lily Moon was going to love watching them fly. Sweetie Belle kept glancing back and forth between Scootaloo and Apple Bloom. She knew things weren't fine, but she didn't seem to know what to do about it. So she just kept smiling and saying, "Yay, Wonderbolts!" a lot. Scootaloo was relieved that she made it through the night without seeing or hearing anything strange, and bright and early the next morning the Crusaders, Lily Moon and Amber Moon met Rainbow Dash at the train station. "Come on, let's go, go, go!" Rainbow Dash said as she hurried them all onto the Friendship Express. "I have to get to Canterlot in time to rehearse." "This is so exciting," Lily Moon said, smiling wider than Scootaloo had ever seen. "I've only ever heard about the Wonderbolts. I can't wait to actually see them." She sat down next to the window as the train slowly left the station. "It's gonna be amazing," Apple Bloom grinned, sitting down next to her. Sweetie Belle climbed into the seat in front of them. Scootaloo saw that Amber Moon was sitting a bit off to the side by herself. She walked past the open seat next to Sweetie Belle and sat next to Amber Moon instead. Every pony, including Amber Moon, was surprised. "I'm glad you could come," Scootaloo said as she settled next to the unicorn. Amber Moon smiled shyly back. "Me too," she said. It took some convincing, but since this is the first thing my sister and I have ever wanted to do together, my parents finally gave in. In front of them, Lily Moon said something, and Apple Bloom laughed loudly. Scootaloo rolled her eyes, then pointedly laughed even louder. "Ha, ha, ha! That's hilarious, Amber Moon!" Scootaloo shouted. Apple Bloom, Sweetie Belle and Lily Moon all turned to look back at them. Amber Moon eyed her strangely.
"What about that was hilarious?" she asked.
"Nothing, I just..." Scootaloo began, but a raspy voice cut her off.
"Where is it?"
The voice rose from a growl to a shriek.
"Where is my rusty horseshoe?"
"What was that?" Amber Moon yelped, jumping out of her seat and looking around the train. Scootaloo stared at her.
"You heard it too?" Scootaloo asked.
"Every pony on the train must have heard that," Amber Moon replied. They both looked around. Apple Bloom, Lily Moon and Sweetie Belle were chatting softly. In fact, aside from a few passengers eyeing them curiously, every pony else was sitting quietly.
"That was her," Scootaloo whispered. "The olden pony."
Amber Moon looked thoughtful, then glanced around the train. "Okay, well, even though I don't see her, I clearly heard her. So it isn't just in your head," she said matter-of-factly.
"I told you,"
Scootaloo replied triumphantly. "But now we need to figure out what's happening. Let's..."
"Hey, you two,"
Sweetie Belle called, waving to them.
"Come here for a sec."
"Maybe she heard it too," Scootaloo said, and the two of them joined the others.
But Sweetie Belle's happy smile made it clear that this wasn't about anything spooky.
I just wanted to say, I'm really glad Amber Moon and Lily Moon could join us for this trip. Scootaloo and Apple Bloom and I are looking forward to all of us spending time together.
Scootaloo realised what the loud "and" between her name and Apple Bloom's meant. It was about as close as Sweetie Belle was going to get to telling her friends to cut it out and play nice. Scootaloo really wanted to get back to talking to Amber Moon about the Oldham pony, but she appreciated what one of her best friends was trying to do.
"Let's all just have fun today," Sweetie Belle added. "Deal?"
she said as she stuck out her hoof. Apple Bloom grinned and did the same. "Deal," Apple Bloom said.
"Deal,"
Lily Moon and Amber Moon both said as they stuck their hooves in.
"Deal,"
Scootaloo said, sticking her hoof in and bumping it with the others.
"Maybe Rainbow Dash is right," Scootaloo thought. "Maybe all you need to fix friendship problems was a trip to the Wonderbolt show. Now if only that could solve the Oldham pony problem too."